So this is how talking very much from being to himself. There isn't much for social media, he has some relatives, but he pays his attention to Mr. Tan. The castle gains its independence to into a village, which is a network of relationships. He himself gets involved with a local girl, and they have a serious relationship which can go wrong. So it makes the most sense of ordinary human dimension in the trial, but also a very different physical atmosphere. The region in the novel set is almost always covered with snow, the place is coming very short, and the weather, the snow, the sheer difficulty of tramping through the snow is repeatedly invoked. We have once again an authority, the castle, which corresponds to the court of the earlier novel, the power of the Hungarian. But in more than so, the sense of interest is not from what the castle itself is, in a slightly highly ambiguous way, but in people's relationship to it. The villagers seem to have a spell. They think that anyone who goes against the castle authority has offended and deserves to be shut out of the local community, yet the castle doesn't seem to interfere at all in their lives. But not so in their heads and in any actual effect. He, the newcomer to the village, is accordingly an ambiguous figure. From the time, he seems to have a mission to enlighten the villagers of the castle, to free them from their conception to it. But, the rest of time, he himself seems to be under the castle's spell. He obsessively wants to meet the castle official responsible for his case, and to find out whether he's been summoned on purpose, as an antivirus, or by mistake. Part of the function here is definitely on bureaucratic criminal. You can never meet an official who says to the same case except for some very unlikely accident. But you always make sure that they're unavailable to clients. You make sure that the families have an informed view of them, they're competent to take decisions of their absence or whatever. He, by a very unlikely chance, does manage to meet an official who says to the same case and receive an answer. That's the turning point of the story. Or, ironically, every time he meets his official, he is so worn out when events are never in the fall of sleep that he isn't able to take in, at least consciously, the official's commentary. And I think in more detachment than in the trial, much less of an atmosphere of absolute fear, doesn't feel nightmarish, he certainly puzzling. There's a very strong suggestion, I think, Mr. Valerie, that the authority of the castle, if you take the authority to be highly critical of primary religious, the one people don't have to do. The intelligence of the castle is just need to turn your back and walk away. And yet, very few people simply want to do that.